Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the third and final hour. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Kind of interesting, because this entire process happening during this election cycle, very, very interesting. Continuing on with this historical statement, this story, we're having some technical difficulties adding Rick Randall into the show. We'll try it at the next segment, see if we can fix those. In 1892, Democratic Attorney General candidate Adolphus Ellis won re-election, while the Democratic Secretary of State lost, likely in part because the winning candidate from the 1890 election, Daniel Soper, ended up being a scoundrel. Who was kicked out of office for embezzlement. Republican John Yoakum defeated the Democrat Charles Markey 47.74 to 43.04, with a third party candidate claiming the rest of the votes. Kind of interesting. Now, it's interesting because it goes all the way back to 1892. Again, fast forward 40 years. 1932, Patrick O'Brien became the first Democrat to be elected Attorney General in 40 years. However, he only got 50.38% of the vote, while Franklin Roosevelt won in a landslide nationally. One of the Republicans' only bright spot that year was the incumbent Secretary of State, Frank D. Fitzgerald, great grandfather to now our current House Minority Floor Leader. John Fitzgerald of Wyoming, who won re-election with 49.02% of the vote. Fast forward 16 years, 1948. Democrat Stephen Ross won the Attorney General seat the same year G. Menin Williams started his run of victories as governor, unseating the Republican governor, Kim Sigler. However, the Republicans were able to hold on to the Secretary of State when the incumbent, Fred Alger Jr., won his second term. He was on the same ballot as Republican Thomas Dewey. In Michigan, Dewey beat President Harry Truman. And then lastly, kind of a combination between 1998 and 1994. In 1994, Attorney General Frank Kelly's final election crushed John Semtenka, 57.14% of the vote for Secretary of State. However, Austin lost to the Republican Candace Miller. Kind of interesting. We'll see if we can add in Rick Randall here in the next segment. If not, we'll continue on.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second segment, hour number three, technical difficulties with Rick Randall's not going to make us available to add him into the show. So we'll continue with these stories from Lansing. Okay, let's send that text message there, and we're good to go. One of the things that's happening is a very unique dynamic. Multimillionaire Perry Johnson. If you didn't hear the interview I did with Perry on March 5th, text me PJ. No, it's not for pajamas. Perry Johnson. Text me PJ and I'll send you the link to the YouTube video of the interview. My picture, Perry's picture, and the interview I used was the audio track from the podcast. Well, Perry Johnson is acting like he's going to win the Republican primary on August 4th and be the candidate for Republican running for governor in November. Perry Johnson takes swings at Kevin Hertel in a full-page Macomb Daily ad, and he also attacks his opponent, former frontrunner, now basically in a dead heat tie with Perry Johnson, Congressman John James. Again, per the Macomb Daily story I talked about earlier, Perry Johnson criticized, quote, career politician Senator Kevin Hertel, Democrat from St. Clair Shores, represents the 12th State Senate District, for allegedly holding up work on the new Selfridge Air Force National Guard Base mission, and stating that he and Democrats are demanding more wasteful spending. Johnson, running a full-page ad in the Macomb Daily, reads, Macomb County all in for Perry Johnson for governor. That was the heading with Perry Johnson's picture on it. Then in boxes with actual quotes from Perry Johnson, career politicians like Senator Kevin Hertel must be held accountable. Tell Hertel to stop blocking help for Selfridge Air Force Base. President Trump delivered a great new fighter mission for Selfridge Air Force Base, but we need to do our part. Michigan House Republicans have passed a supplemental budget to expand the runways at the base so these planes can operate. Democrats in the Senate, like Kevin Hertel, are holding it up and demanding more wasteful spending. I will never let politics stand in the way of delivering for the base. Perry Johnson, quote, end quote. Keep your money, live your dreams. That was the full-page colored ad in the Macomb Daily. But then he talked about the collapse of the John James campaign via his consultant running his campaign, John Yap. I talked to John down at the Novi event Friday night, Perry Johnson's event, got to talk to Perry. I introduced him to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell. I told Perry, I think she would make a great director of the Department of Health and Human Services when he becomes governor. And him and Sherry got a big chuckle out of that. Well, John Yab said this, the collapse of the James campaign elevates the importance of Perry Johnson showing how well-funded his well-funded outsider message will help the Republicans up and down the ticket. This is in stark contrast to John James' statewide catastrophes back in 2018 and 2020. What happened in Michigan's elections? in 2018 and 2020. John James was running for U.S. Senate. 2018, he lost Debbie Stabenow, who won governorship. Gretchen Whitmer, who won attorney general. Dana Nessel, who won secretary of state. Jocelyn Benson. Well, losing statewide for U.S. Senate in 2018 wasn't good enough for John James's ego. So he ran again for U.S. Senator in 2020 against Gary Peters. What happened? John James lost to Gary Peters. Donald Trump lost in Michigan to Joe Biden. John James will not have any coattails if he is our candidate for governor this year. John James needs to stay in the 10th congressional district. By the way, the district he doesn't even live in anymore. He lives in Grand Rapids. But there is no residency requirement for the United States Congress. All you got to do is live in the state. Well, a very, very, very interesting race is happening down there in Macomb County. Kevin Hertel is running for re-election, and it's a very competitive district. House Republicans, House Speaker Matt Hall, even in texting this morning with State Representative Cam Cavett. Guess what? Door knocking. It's happening right now, folks, because state representatives, state senators, they don't go back into session until next Tuesday. Thank you, Cam. April the 14th. This is going to be interesting. Because Perry Johnson is showing that he's got the money to get involved in down-ticket races. Down-ticket races like Kevin Hertel in the 12th Senate District. Meanwhile, the House Republicans, Speaker Matt Hall, are making it their top priority to get this $152 million right now to expand the runway out at Selfridge Air Force Base. Perry Johnson is all over it. He's working to help Matt Hall, the House Republicans, and also to take out the Senate Democrat, Kevin Hertel. And the interesting dynamic of all of this, the Senate Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer are supportive of the project at Selfridge Air Force Base. But they want to wait and pass the $152 million appropriation for the runways to be part of this fiscal year 2027 budget deal. The deal will be reached and sent to the governor by July. But guess what? That budget, folks, doesn't go into effect until October 1st at the stroke of midnight on September 30th. Past the construction season of this summer. Hall and the House Republicans believe that this is a stall tactic. And what will end up happening is it'll be too late to get the construction improvements done, ready for the jet fighter jets to come in 2028, while Governor Whitmer watches President Trump wrap up his last year in office. This is absolutely amazing. Well, in the full page ad, Perry Jensen says, I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman who built a company right here in Michigan that has helped the automotive industry and over 60,000 other businesses become more efficient. I will do the same for our state government. I'm an outsider like President Trump, and I'm running for governor because career politicians have failed us. He talks about his mega audit of the state government. Cut huge reductions, and then going forward, continue with 2 cents of every dollar spent. Eliminate the state income tax. Send a check back to every family. Average of four family will get a check for $4,747. Then he's going to reform Michigan property taxes, reduce and possibly eliminate them as well. If we do all this, we will get Michigan back on top. And then there was a blue check in the ad from the state of Michigan, dated inauguration day, January 1st of 2027. Average Michigan family, $4,747. In the memo box on the check, refund from the elimination of the state income tax, signed Perry Johnson, governor. And then he's got his campaign's website, perryjohnson.com. Well, while this is all going on, Detroit Tigers opened up their season at home at Comerica Park on Friday. Well, Republican gubernatorial candidate running against Perry Johnson and others, Congressman John James, reposted a picture of himself at his son and his sons at a Tiger game from last fall, claiming that he was at the Tigers game on opening day this year using a photograph from last fall. Well, the issue here is that John James and his family are on vacation at the Turks and Caicos Islands. And that the Post, however, gives the initial appearance that he's back in Michigan for the first pitch of opening day, as opposed to the exotic location they're vacationing in. Another Republican gubernatorial candidate, Mike Cox, pointed out to MERS News Service that James Post came a day after he reposted a picture from August of him at a shooting range. Cox says, methinks he's covering up and trying to evade. Oh, this is getting interesting. We're going to wrap this story up on the other side. Bottom of the hour news break, final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning. For Michigan News Source, I'm David Barr. Developers have announced a new $50 billion plan for Belle Isle that would transform the island into a special economic zone with high-income housing and shopping and add about 50,000 residents. Belle Isle is owned by the City of Detroit and maintained by the state as a public park. Under the plan, investors would make a $1 billion down payment on a long-term lease from the city, plus $50 million every single year. They claim 46,000 permanent jobs could be created. Amtrak Amtrak says they've canceled the Pierre Marquette trains 370 and 371, the southbound and northbound trains between Grand Rapids and Chicago. The announcement was posted on social media. Amtrak says a track has been closed due to a washout. The company is providing bus transportation to riders, including express buses from Chicago to Grand Rapids and Chicago to Holland. The cancellation